Now, we've all heard about the issues that can arise from kids using social media, but today we're going to turn the tables and look at how social media can actually benefit children, from Facebook to Instagram. It's quite scary to think that what kids can get up to on a wide range of services simply by using their devices. To discuss the positive impact of social media that it can have on kids, we're joined by researcher Dr. Joanne Orlando. Joanne, good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, let's start off. Is social media good or bad for kids?
Well, it's a bit of both. We hear a lot about the negatives of social media, and we know there are safety issues and issues of always checking your feed and so forth. But there are some positive issues, positive aspects of it that are really important to know when parents are sort of weighing out the decision on how to guide their children around social media use.
Mm. Well, what are some of the social media benefits that that kids can have?
Well, one is an education benefit. Now, we might think that social media and education do not go together. Hmm. Often social media can interrupt with a child doing their homework or things like that. But in the classroom, it can offer some really interesting information that students wouldn't necessarily have would be able to connect with. So say they're learning an art. Say they're in an art class and they're learning about Picasso and Picasso's particular techniques, and they might be learning that from a textbook and the teacher's instructing them. But sometimes those sorts of things just don't connect with kids. They don't see how it's relevant to their life. But using something like Instagram can really help them to see the relevance. They can see pictures of artists today in their garage, you know, in Australia, or all around the world in their studios, perhaps using Picasso's techniques in the paintings that they're making today. So it gives them like a nice insider aspect into, hey, this is what Picasso's art is about. Here's all the information about it, and then here is how artists today are using it. So it can help them to see the relevance of the information that they're learning about.
Right, that's an interesting sort of idea, an interesting approach. What is the best approach, do you think, to teaching kids about using social media responsibly, though?
Yeah, that's always really important. So safety is one thing that we know is important. Another thing is helping them to understand that we need to use social media productively. So that means time. So how much time do you have to actually give to social media? But it also means using it in ways that actually really make your life better. So connecting with friends is one really good thing, but how else are you using it? To help you to learn better, to help you connect with your community better, those kinds of things as well. So it's balancing out the value that it gives in your life.
Mm. Do you think there's a generational barrier that prevents us from sort of relating to kids and knowing what the, you know, the hip lingo is to use?
Yeah, there definitely
is. I've just sort of shown that off, haven't I, by using the word hip lingo.
Oh, that's very groovy of you to say that. No, there definitely is. And I think there always will be. And we're not expecting parents to act like 15-year-olds. That's never really going to happen. So what's really important is that you have a nice open atmosphere at home where talking about what you're doing on technology is something that you actually talk about, and it's not a parent necessarily telling a child, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, but flipping that a little bit so it can just be part of conversation without any evaluation. That way a child will feel a bit more freer to talk about what they're doing online. The parent will get to understand their child as a technology user a bit better. And then when unsafe things come up in the conversation or a child is engaging with something that they're a little bit worried about online, it's going to be a much better and open atmosphere where a child might actually approach a parent and tell them about it, as opposed to a parent always shutting down the child's social media use.
Okay,
quite a closed environment.
It's not so much about mum or dad having a secret sort of Facebook account and tracking what the kids are up to.
Well, if they're having a secret Facebook account, then that's obviously there's a trust at the bottom of that. There's a trust issue. Either they're not trusting the child for a particular reason, or they're just taking a default position of, I shouldn't trust my teenage child. And that is a problem as well. It's about building relationships and so that you are more comfortable with your child's technology use and you actually can help them and guide them.
Mm. Now, looking ahead, is there any sort of significant reduce? Can we significantly reduce the harmful effects that social media might have? Is it up to the corporations like Facebook and Instagram to help the kids?
Yeah, it's up to everyone. It's definitely up to the social media platforms, the big ones. Facebook, Instagram is really big with teenagers. It's also really big with older children who are about like 10 or 11. So they need to be socially responsible. And they are. We see actions happening, but they're slow. There needs to be education by parents as well. So parents need to stay up to date with changes that are happening in these platforms and talk to their kids about it. And also it's about the media and them staying informed and pushing out the information to the community so that everyone has a really good awareness of it.
Are we seeing schools doing much in the way of sort of informing and educating kids around social media?
Yeah, schools do a lot around cyberbullying, cyber safety. So they do a lot around that safety aspect. But I think there's also a real need now for schools to look at the ways these kind of platforms can be used positively, how they can bring it into learning and just how they can expand the message about them. Because at the moment, the message strongly is that they are unsafe places and they're bad places. But we know a lot of interesting and good things can come from it too. So just expanding the message as well.
Expanding the classroom onto Facebook and Instagram. Well, it's all very interesting. Joanne, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
There we are. There's Dr. Joanne Orlando there. She's a researcher. She's researching into children's uses of technology. She's talking about the positive impact that social media can have on kids, as you heard. Kids learning about Picasso from Instagram. It's an interesting little theory. Something I didn't have when I was a kid.